What are these
Church service.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the May meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board of Directors. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, as well as having it online. If you wish to address the board on any subject, on the agenda, if you'll fill out one of the forms with the staff. If you're online and wish to speak on one of the topics on the agenda, please hit the chat function and let Doug know which one it was. Director May, would you call roll, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Kristen Bradley.
Here.
Jared Reynolds.
Here.
Bob Lusk is out.
He's sick.
Shannon Nave is here. Tracy Messler.
Here.
Mike Berkeley.
He's on his way.
Don Micah.
Here.
And Jason Flint.
Here.
We do have a quorum. Everybody please stand and join me in the pledges to the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Did we have anybody sign up for just the open public comment? Okay. And if you'll show us opening the public hearing at 5:02. Public hearing to receive any public comments, request to contest, and the general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for acceptance of district's water well spacing or minimum track size requirement. 1A applicant owner, Aqua Texas out of Granbury. System ID 009-H. Doug?
Yes, sir. This is an existing system down south of Granbury in Hood County. They are looking to add a new well to the system. So we received the application a few months ago. Work doesn't get everything scheduled. Looking to drill a 350-foot well. Make it about 30 gallons a minute. Spacing requirements to the nearest well are 500 feet. Meet all spacing requirements. Let me turn the laser on. Meet all spacing requirements to wells. Spacing to the nearest property line is 150 feet. It does not quite meet all of the requirements, the spacing requirements.
But only because of the eyebrow.
Correct. Only because of the little cutout right here at the cul-de-sac. And interestingly, so it's important to note, So it's important to note that, you know, we give public water systems, we view their CCN and service area as the property boundary. That was a choice of the district to do that. This particular, so what you're seeing is up here is their service area. They own this property, but it's not actually in their service area. We give them all credit for all this, and I get it. They may not have property, but we don't have to, and we give them credit for all this. So keep in mind, there's a lot more space. Based on their allocation, the way we allocate water, they got 336 acres in their service area, average aquifer thickness 498 foot. Depth of the deepest well in the system is 550 feet, so they get the full allocation. This is a shallow well, but they're adding all the wells in their system to the operating permit, which would get them, you know, up to 46 million gallons per year. They're asking for just over 4.5 million gallons per year. It's based on adding 25 new connections at 500 gallons per day for 365 days a year. And my recommendation is to approve the permit in the volume of 4,562,500 gallons per year. I would recommend to deny the application for exception. However, if you so choose to consider and approve that exception, I would add the stipulations that we limit it to 25 gallons a minute, require them to enter into a monitoring well agreement, require they do a geophysical log of the borehole, provide that log to us in digital format, do a dual inductions, so short and medium inductions, SP curve, gamma log, and a caliper log. and require all that pump test data, require them to submit all the pump test data to us with drawdowns taken every minute all the way through until 90% of recovery. So happy to answer any questions if y'all have any.
Why are you recommending denial on the exception?
On the say what?
Why are you denying the application for exception?
Because I do not do not agree with the exception star rules, star spacing. They have 300-something acres that we give them that we don't have to, and there's spaces in there that would meet spacing.
So basically they've got the potential to put this well somewhere else within the property.
Right. Technically, they could move this well right up here and meet spacing requirements. I'm guessing, and I'm not going to speak for them. I'm guessing it likely they put it there has to do with sanitary control easement, but they could move this well on this property to meet our spacing.
Are we open to Collier or Aqua Texas addressing this?
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
At this point, or we do
well, and any.
Do they know?
I'm going to ask a question to get
sure
and reserve the right to be educated real quickly by staff and by those on the board who know more on this. I look at this application and I see over half of the cone of depression, et cetera, extending beyond their boundaries and into their neighbors. Am I looking at that wrong or am I interpreting that wrong?
It's 2/3 of their cone.
Yeah. Okay, 2/3. Yeah, I'll
of our spacing from well to well. You're correct. Although they meet that spacing requirement, so I understand what you're saying. I don't know that I would go that far to make that statement.
I can tend to sometimes maybe go too far.
No, I think my issue is that we were sitting in there the other day, and they just move it right up here to this side of this, and it would meet our literally just shifted on that lot and it would meet our requirements.
Basically, so they're not going into that, what you call that, an eyebrow?
Yeah, that cul-de-sac.
And the part of the cul-de-sac that's not their property, correct?
Correct.
Is this under agreed order?
Well, and then you're from Collier, correct? Are you representing? Can you go ahead and come up front, identify yourself for the record and that way you can answer the questions the board's got.
All right, Ross McAngus, Collier Consulting, representing Aqua on this issue, 1A. We kind of view this exception. I understand Doug's view on it being an exception in general. The point of protecting rights, we're really not infringing on anybody's rights using this space in this cul-de-sac. The point of it being placed where it is a previously established sanitary control easement.
Yep.
That is also factual. So you can kind of look at it any way you can. There very well may be established sanitary control easement issues if we do move that well further to the northwest that would limit placing the well there anyway. That's kind of a kick.
It's not the board's job to consider sanitary control easements as part of this. Just FYI. No, I get their argument, but that's just
It's constructability issue. Right. If we do move it to the northwest,
the reason I ask those questions is for time. If there's if how big of an emergency is this?
So overall scheme, this is the 11th well in the system. They have aging wells. And this is viewed and can be viewed closer to a replacement. There are wells that are failing. On the lots that they're on, constructability is also an issue. So that's the overall goal of the end scheme of getting an 11th well in that subdivision.
Not a replacement.
No, sir, it's not.
It's one that may make up for older wells that are in the system that may be taken off. But
yes, sir.
Right now what you're requesting is to leave all 10 on, add the 11th.
And more or less. There have been some that are out of operation, but Yes.
But that's not more or less. You didn't state in here this is a replacement well.
Well, and a replacement well is located near an existing well.
But even replacing the well in
the impact system, is at the same location.
That, you're not stating that in here.
But I think one thing to bear in mind, you brought up rights. And I think there's two things to look at with that. One, rights, are you crossing a property line? Or are you too close to a property line? Does that imprint on someone else's right? That is something to take into account. But the second is, it's the rule.
It is. It is a written rule, and that's why we're requesting an exception. Yep.
All right. We have a well just outside of it to the northeast, Doug. The red dot? Oh, that was your...
That was my laser pointer.
That was your cursor.
That was my laser pointer.
I was about to say, it's not on my map here that I printed out.
Very good.
Okay. Board, have any other questions?
I do. I'm just trying to figure out, like, has anybody looked at modifications of any of the boundaries, whether it be CCN or anything like that?
That projects are in the works, not necessarily for Mountain View, but in the Granbury area and in Upper Trinity's counties. There are several issues that need to be addressed with CCN boundaries that are inaccurate. And both the borders, or Doug is aware of those issues.
Doug, would you mind moving to the next page where it has your recommendation?
There you go.
Thanks, sir.
I have a question.
Are there any more questions from the board?
I have a real quick question for our legal counsel. I was going to text him. Brian, you on? We have currently the applicant has an outstanding settlement offer for overpumping permit for a different system, but the same applicant. Does that matter on us taking action on this at this time?
Well, you caught me cold-footed. I have flat-footed. I have to go look.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Sledge. Well, you know, I mean, and our rules say, you know, that we shall not approve a permit or registration for someone that has an outstanding violation. And I was just curious because they do have a pending overpumping violation out there for five systems, I think.
Doug, is that
if it's the same entity, then yeah, that would be an issue.
Okay.
And Doug, on this outstanding issue, is that something we've already issued a...
Yes, last month we went over the overpumping. I believe it was because that's right, we had our meeting first. And last month we had all the overpumpers, and we sent out those letters. They have until in those settlement offers, I sent out that until June 4th to settle those.
And based on that, our legal counsel is saying we can't move forward.
Correct. Yeah, so we just need to table this and continue it.
We would make a motion to table this till our next board meeting.
I motion Director Nave to table this because of the issues on the outstanding settlement offer that they still have time period to take action on.
Unless he has a check with him.
I don't think Ross does. No, they haven't even
sitting that big, is it?
I'm willing to check on the check.
They haven't even responded to our sending out the letter yet.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Bradley. Do I hear any further discussion?
Legal counsel now agrees, having checked the rules.
Thank you.
I'm understanding. Thank you, Brian. Sorry to just throw that at you, man.
That's fine.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Note for the record, Director Berkeley abstained. Motion to table passes. Item 1B. UNSMEX LLC, I hope I got that right, out of Granbury. Operative permit exception district spacing requirements for system ID 114-H. Doug?
Yes, sir. So this is, they're looking for an RV park located in Toller, looking to drill two new wells, and there's an existing well on site. So for the two new applications, they're looking at 30 gallons a minute each for the two new wells. That's this well and this well. They have placed the wells too close to each other for their proposed locations. As you can see, previous well, this one, this map's a little bit bigger, you can see. This is the existing well on the property, and we've been out and verified that location. And then these are the two proposed wells. As far as allocation, they got 26.44 acres. Average rock for thickness is 312 feet. Deepest wells, they're proposing to drill through the base, or at least to the base. So they get the full allocation. That comes out to 4,203,960 gallons per year. They're asking for slightly more than that. They've gave us a pretty detailed justification, which we all feel we went through, and it seems pretty solid. However, they are asking for slightly more than what we can allocate. So my recommendation is approval of the permit as it's presented in the amount of 4,203,960 gallons per year. And I am recommending denying the exception request and authorizing me to work with them and approve locations for the wells that meet all spacing requirements. And we've looked around. There's plenty of room on the property. They could move the well to shift them around a little bit to meet spacing. Because again, this is the property line, so they could shift this well this way. They could shift it a little bit and shift this well down, but there is room to make both wells meet spacing on the property. And I believe we have someone online representing the applicant, if y'all have any questions.
Let me start first. The board have any questions for the general manager?
Go back one page.
To the map.
Water difference, Doug, how much more are they asking for?
They're asking for
about 47,000 gallons.
Yeah.
Okay.
4250 and then get 4203. It's minimal.
What was the reason for it?
The reason for their
not enough acreage to justify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they need more water?
For all this, like they laid it all out. You know, their laundry rooms, restrooms, swimming pool, RV pool, planned RV pool, restroom, landscaping.
Okay. I got it.
All this stuff. So they've justified it. It's just they're asking more for more than what our rules would allow. And back to the map right here. So, again, we've messed around. It took me how long? About 30 seconds to be like right here. Yeah, they can make spacing work.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions.
Two outside wells are existing.
This is the only existing well right here, Shannon. So there's also, you know, here, this other map is smaller. Yeah, they're proposing both these two. And this is just a little well that's been there for a few years.
You go to your recommendation, please.
To approve them. Max amount that he could qualify for. But deny the exception.
They have no buildings at all. It's just vacant land.
It's all vacant. You were out there, right? That's the one you sent out there. There wasn't anything built.
Yeah. Hi, Doug. This is Brian Boyd. And to the board of directors, thank you for listening to this exception request here. My name is Brian Boyd. I'm representing the owners, doing the hydrogeologic work for them, and our firm's also doing the public water system. And just one quick note, while Doug is correct, it's a vacant lot still. They do have plans, as he was kind of showing in some of the – on top of the RV park, they parceled part of that out for the RV park, and the owner does have more plans for additional development there, possible retail stores and convenience store. And the reason the well was slightly encroaching on their own well was due to the general layout and feeling that they wanted to try and keep that main well in that spot. And the original layout had their second well a little further to the east. However, since the plan was made, some owners across the road have drilled a well for a domestic home there. And the thought was, instead of changing their whole plan that's laid out nicely, that if we shifted the well number two, which is especially early on, mainly for meeting TCEQ regulations as far as the 0.6 GPM per connection goes, the thought was moving slightly encroaching onto their own well frees up some, allows for the way they want to structure the property, and it's not infringing on another well owner's well. And we feel like that about 80 feet or so encroachment on their own well shouldn't affect any pumping that needs to happen in their wells while still meeting the 500-foot spacing on any neighboring wells in the area. So just to give you a little background on what we were thinking, we weren't just coming in and just throwing it there because that's where we wanted. There was lots of thought put into that prior to actually moving that to where it was closer to the proposed well one. So happy to answer any other questions you may have.
A quick question. Can you go back to the map that shows the well sites?
Yes, sir.
He was saying the east well would have, if they moved it over, would have encroached on or affected a recently drilled domestic well.
Correct. There's one over
there. Are they vertically separated?
No. No, no, sir, they're not.
Okay.
No, sir. Again, there's property on there's plenty of space on their property to meet all spacing requirements.
Okay.
And you want to go out there and meet with them and sort that?
Yeah, yeah. My recommendation is not to grant the exception and for them to find a place that meets all our spacing requirements. Yes, sir.
Board, have any other questions? Mr. Boyd, do you have any other comments?
No, sir, unless y'all have questions for me.
Very well. I have a motion by Director Berkeley to approve the general manager's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 1C, Land Fund Manager LP out of Dallas, operating permit 115-H. Doug?
Yes, sir. So this is an existing well, so spacing issue is not there. This well has been in existence since before the district was formed. It was a larger piece of property that had several wells. They were selling water back in the early days of the Barnett Shale, even prior to the district's creation. They've since started subdividing it, and they're building a housing development there. It's on the north side of 377, just between Grand Barrier and Crescent. So we received applications a while back. Again, so this property, which business is this? This isn't the Yes. So there's a little business on the site that has been using the well. We asked them, said, hey, you need to go in and transfer this well off the old permit, which for oil and gas use, to the new owner. The current owner was like, we'll actually have an agreement with them to maintain the well and they can use it. So the same owner is applying for it, but we separated it off, put it under an operating permit just tied to this property for this business. It's a 1.5 acre property, well, 350 foot deep. So by district rules, they could get about 262,000 gallons per year, which isn't much, but they're only asking for 180,000 gallons a year. They justified that by they need roughly 15,000 gallons a month for their business, which is basically just bathrooms, right? I mean, there's not a lot of intensive use of water at this place. So my recommendation is approval of the permit as presented in the amount of 180,000 gallons per year. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Board, have any questions for the general manager? We didn't have anybody else online comment on this one?
No, sir.
I make a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 1D, Kelly Ranch Estates, LLC out of Weatherford, operating permit amendment, system ID 211P.
Doug? We just found out they have a pending violation on site. As we were working on this application, it's a long story. One of their wells they drilled recently, because it's in the developer's name and not in the MUD's name, we don't look at the MUD boundary and the developer's selling things off. So now a well that was supposed to be how far from our property line is now sitting right on a property line. We're meeting with the developer next week, I think, to talk that out. So my recommendation is to table this item and continue the hearing until July 16th at 5 p.m.
Chair would entertain a motion to table item 1D, Kelly Ranch Estates, LLC, involving system ID 211P until the July 16th meeting.
That's a move.
Got a motion by Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Bradley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 1E, Hydropoint LLC out of Annetta, operating permit, application for an operating permit, system ID 218P. Doug?
Yep, sorry. So this is for a new development just north of Weatherford on the west side of 51. We met with a developer a few weeks ago, a month ago, to discuss the two new wells they're looking to drill. They're looking to put in a twinned well site with a shallow and deep well. For the shallow well, they're looking for 30 gallons a minute, meets all spacing. There is one well that is vertically offset that we found, but it is vertically offset, so it meets all spacing requirements here. The next well, the deeper well, they're looking for 50 gallons a minute. These two wells are rescinded. They don't actually exist. We had landowner several years ago apply for a well and then decided they didn't want to drill it, and then a separate landowner applied, and then they decided they didn't want to drill it. But there is no wells within the spacing from this well. So all spacing requirements are met. As far as allocation, they own 140 acres, 140.512. That's a typo. Average aquifer thickness, 472 feet. They're looking to drill to the base or to complete through the entire aquifer. Comes to just over 33 million gallons they could be allocated. They're asking for 22,082,500 gallons per year. And that's figured by 121 connections in the proposed development at 500 gallons per day. And my recommendation is approval of the permit as presented for 22,082,500 gallons per year. I'm happy to answer any questions, and I believe the developer is here if y'all have any questions for him as well.
Board, have any questions?
Go back to the map.
Yes, sir. That one?
The one previous. One more. This is north of Weatherford.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be top of the hill, Shannon.
Yep.
The old pillow factory was. It's right next to it. If you turn right, you go on Green Branch. If you turn left, you're going down this one. You said these are houses?
Yes, sir.
It's the proximity to Walnut Creek's CCN?
Several miles. Yeah, it's not just outside their line, but it's outside their CCN, too.
Board have any other questions? Chair would entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Director Bradley. Do we hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Flint. Yes, sir. What?
We hold the vote for the question.
Yes. Well, I'm about to say, is there any other questions? So you can have a question.
We have a GAC or anything on this?
I have not seen one. I'm guessing they would have to do one if it's plat. I don't know if they submitted a plat yet or not. Nothing has been sent to the county. Go ahead.
Lee Thurman. I'm the thanks for having us in here. I'm the manager of Hydropoint LLC, and I'm also the developer of the subdivision. We're in the platting process right now. Everything's turned in. It's single family residential, 1 acre lots, fairly expensive homes. And the Jamie Tiercy's processing the plat. but we needed to get approvals on the permits, the water system. We've gotten our CCN. We're at the final stages. We have our TCEQ approval on the water system. Our CCN is being approved right now. We're past all the objections now. They're just looking at our tariff to approve our tariff right now on the water system. So we didn't want to plat it until everything was approved, so that that we didn't, if something had to be changed, we could make the correction before we final plat it. So as soon as we have this, we have to pave the roads, and then we're going to final plat it. The roads are constructed right now. We're just.
Have you spoke to the commissioners?
Yes. We're coordinating with them. And Jamie's been talking to them. We've met with their representatives. They've come out in the development. They said everything looks great. So they're pleased with all of it. So.
Can I answer your questions?
Yes. Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you. Any other discussion? Have a motion and a second to approve the general manager's recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Need an abstain. Abstain.
And did you catch that?
Yep, okay. Got it. I've already filled out the paperwork.
All right.
Goodness, we're almost done.
Item 1F, Catherine Lippe, Springtown operating permit for system ID 219P. Doug?
Yes, sir. Ms. Lippe owns, operates a mobile home facility just also north of Weatherford. Just there. All right. Recently it's come to our attention, and we met and had a visit with Ms. Lippe to bring her into compliance. She has submitted two existing well applications and a permit application. They're not looking to drill any new wells or existing wells. Based on the allocation, it owns 10 acres. They're only 175. The only information we have is a state well report, correct, Kyle? It's 175 feet, so that's the limiting factor. Gets them to just over 800, or right at 875,000 gallons per year. The applicant has requested 845,500 gallons per year, and that's based on their estimate to provide water to the 23 manufactured homes at 100 gallons per day, which is pretty typical for that type of home. And that comes out to 845,500 gallons per year. And my recommendation's approval as presented in the amount requested.
These are existing wells?
Yes, sir.
Is the RV park already in operation?
Yes, sir. Yeah, this came to our attention. We reached out, asked them to come into compliance, and she submitted all the documentation.
Okay.
Standard procedure.
Board, have any other questions?
Ms. Lippe is here if y'all would like to hear anything.
Ma'am, if you come up to the microphone, please, because there are people listening online.
No, to the microphone.
Thank you. So I am Catherine Lippe. I own the 5300 North FM 51 Weatherford, Texas, this mobile home park. And I have two water wells. Both of them, Malone water well was drilling it. And I bought the mobile home park in 1992, and one of the water well was already there. And we could not find yet the time when they drilled this well, but I'm going to contact Malone water well services, and we're going to find it out. But when they did it, because it is an existing company who is doing water wells, and they serve the water wells during the whole time when I am working in this mobile home park. So I'm going to try to find out when they drilled it, because in the same time when I try to catch up and chlorinate the water wells and bringing a sample to the Fort Worth laboratorium every month for bacterial samples, in the same time when I catching up, in the same time they try to tell me hogy I was in violation, hogy I did not catch up earlier. But everybody told me, and I think it is true, hogy the Godfather Act is apply for this property, because when I bought it in when I bought it long time ago, 25 years ago, Apple, there was the water wells there, there was all the connections was there. And in that situation, I don't want anybody to polish me, hogy I did not get up earlier, because that's what everybody told me. Now, most, my question is that, hogy how can I have any kind of documentation? Is it existing a documentation hogy somebody have the grandfather act on the property, or just they just looking the date? Date when the property.
Can you answer that?
Yeah, I'll try to address it. So there is no grandfathering for this particular thing. The wells had been in existence since in the 90s, at least. Originally, when we adopted rules in 2009, we exempted well systems up to 30 gallons a minute, so they were exempted. In 2019, when we changed our rules, these wells should have been registered and started paying, reporting and paying the fees in 2019. As we've done for all the other systems, when we find somebody that's out of compliance, we reach out to them. We say, hey, you need to submit these applications, come into compliance, and we go on down the road. So there is no punishment. There are no violations. There could be, right? But there are no – I'm not proposing any violations, any penalties, just simply to come into compliance. And just to be clear, there is no grandfathering for non-exempt wells. If it's non-exempt, then it has to have to be metering and report and pay the fees.
But the mobile home park, for the mobile home park and the whole 10 acres, because every water connections was there and I bought it.
Correct.
And Austin.
Correct.
Tried to send me letters. They wanted to me to pay $12,000 extra on the top of everything. Punishment.
Yeah, she's talking about TCEQ penalties.
Yeah.
Being out of compliance.
We have no authority over them.
We have no authority. That's a different agency. But for our rules, they should have come in. They should in 2019, they should have been registered and started metering and attained a permit. So now we're just trying to bring her into compliance.
And so, Doug, if I could, the things that are before us is either accept this, bring her to compliance.
Correct.
Or if she doesn't want to move forward in compliance with this, we could then.
Right. We go down the path of enforcement.
She doesn't want us to go down that path.
No, I already get a D license, water operating license, and I already doing everything what I'm supposed to do the last couple of months.
This gets you in compliance with us.
Yeah.
We're okay there.
Them to punish me.
No, there's no, we're not punishing you.
Thank you, Doug.
We can't do anything about them. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board, have any other questions?
No.
Tracy, I'd make a motion to follow GM's recommendation.
I have motion to approve the general manager's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Yeah.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Nothing is continued over to the next. No, we do have some continued over. We've already made note of that. And show the public hearing ends at 5:39. Move on to the consent agenda. Consent items. Consent agenda is composed of routine and non-controversial items. Any board member or staff member can remove something from the consent agenda and we can consider it separately. The consent agenda this month includes minutes of the work session, hearing, and regular board meeting of April 23rd, approval of bank statement ending April 30th, approval of investment report, payment of bills and invoices received through May 18th, reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through May 18th, approval of request for extension applications submitted through May 18th. Did we have one bill to add on? We didn't have a travel?
No.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Good.
Second by Director Flint. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. Item three, discussion regarding the staff supplemental insurance and take action as necessary. Doug?
Yes, sir. And as I say here, staff is very grateful for the benefits that are offered to us. Every 2 years, we have to renew a lot of our insurances. And so on top of health coverage, the district also offers supplemental insurance for group term life, for life, accidental death and dismemberment, long-term, short-term disability, and dental. These are up for renewal. The only change from our current rates is for the dental. For the employees, it's going up about $1.25, a little bit more. And for the family plan, it's going up about $4 a month. And I'm happy to answer any questions. Obviously, staff is very grateful for whatever you guys provide, but I would recommend approval.
Board, have any questions? What's the board's pleasure?
Make a motion to approve the recommendation.
Second that.
Got a motion, a second from the left-hand side of the table.
Just from Justin and Jason.
Justin and Jason.
I just want to know how your rates didn't go up, so we're going to go ahead and push that thing right now.
We'd like to get in on that.
My observation is these policies really haven't gone up very much. We have not seen what.
Man, I don't want to jinx it, but our health insurance went down last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Wasn't much, but it is a little bit.
It's been amazing.
There's no point in upsetting people. Vote on this quickly before they change
it. They have changed it already.
Right. I ain't locked this in until next year, man.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Discussion of possible action regarding well ID 2396H, which would be located in Lot 50, Block 16, U3 of Satellite City in Wise County, submitted by Elyar Salami and the HB Group LLC. Doug?
Yes, sir. So for those of you that have been on the board for a second, you may remember the Satellite City situation. Jason, who's from Wise County, shaking his head. I was going to give you guys the background. Satellite City is a development just east of Decatur. It was platted in the 1970s. It's quarter-acre lots, 0.25-acre lots. It was platted with the intent of public water system and a public wastewater system. When you look at the original plats, you can see the site for the – there's supposed to be a school out there. There's supposed to be a wastewater treatment plant out there. They had drilled – I think back in the 70s, they drilled three PWS wells that just sit there. So it's supposed to be public water supply. Never was it intended for private wells and septics on all these lots. The lots set there for basically 30, almost 40 years, actually 40 years. Mm-hmm. And a realtor out of Denton bought a bunch of lots back in 2016, started selling them off pretty cheap. I think we've seen maybe 500 water wells drilled out there in the last decade, maybe 600. Initially, when they started selling, I met with the county judge and county commissioners, and they're like, we really need to make sure this is all old platted. You know, they're dealing with septics out there. They're like, we really want to make sure that the district makes sure that all these wells out here meet all spacing requirements that they can. So for the first basically 10 years, 8 years, they started developing this property. They were selling off two lots together, so they were half-acre lots, which – a well and septic every half acre just seems like an absolute nightmare to me. But they've built out most of those, and we are now seeing the random one-off quarter acre lots every now and then. People call about them. Well, we got an application in for a quarter acre lot. You can see it's physically impossible for the well to meet spacing. So these was platted prior to 2009. Which district rules allow, it's for domestic use. So district rules allow this to be an administrative approval by the GM. However, based on the situation in Satellite City, I have chosen to bring it to the board. I mean, this is a 50-foot circle. It doesn't meet spacing either side. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know where they're going to put a septic system on their property to put the spray heads and everything else, because it's got to be a minimum of 50 foot. So you're going to have to put a septic and all the spray heads either up here or down here. It's just, and these both of these are owned by different people. So realistically, we could be dealing with somebody trying to put another well here, another well and septic here, another well and septic here.
Have we approved any of these on quarter acre lots yet?
I am not aware of any wells out there that have not met all of our spacing requirements. Everything's been able to meet 50 foot off property line. We've had some that have had to use the vertical offset because they couldn't be 150 foot from another well, so they're having to drill much deeper and sealing the well off so that it's vertically offset from the other, from the nearby well. But to my knowledge, there's not a well that has been approved out there or they've been drilled that does not meet our spacing requirements.
Can you put that picture back up, Doug?
Yes, sir.
What do we do in this subdivision? Because we're going to continue to have these coming up.
Right. And so I have a recommendation. I don't like it, and I would recommend my initial recommendation is denial of the exception because it's a bad idea. But if the board wants to grant the exception, I have put out some stipulations that are driven by trying to protect the aquifer from contamination and trying to protect the well as much as possible. Those include drilling the well to the base of the Trinity Aquifer, which is approximately 700 feet below surface, pressure cementing the well from surface down to 400 feet. That's basically the bottom of the Glenrose, right? So it's getting into what's the Trinity. The well shall not be completed using any alternative surface completion, so they're going to put the slab around the wellhead. Make them do an open hole geophysical log to determine the completion of that. Provide all that stuff to us. That's just an information and data gathering thing. Submit the logs to the district. Enter into a monitoring well agreement with the district and limit the well to 5 gallons a minute. It's an awful expensive 5 gallon a minute well, but I'm going to go back to this. If we approve this, this means that you very well could have 3 wells and 3 septics on 0.75 acres. So if we're going to do it, we need to make sure we're protecting the aquifer and protecting it from contamination.
What is the additional cost of these?
That's not...
And then it's a lot.
It's a lot. I know it's a lot.
I don't know that we need to get in the numbers, but I mean, it's a lot.
I mean, does that prevent this from occurring?
I don't know. I don't see that as my job here of being concerned with, you know, my job is to help make sure we're protecting the aquifer.
What's the size of that lot right there?
0.25 acres.
80 feet wide, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure distance. Does it meet requirements from the other wells closer to it?
There is nothing else over there right now at this time.
If we approve this, wouldn't it kill those other two lots because now you don't have spacing?
They'd have to drill shallow wells to be vertically offset. But it would also, those wells would also not meet property line spacing either because those are 80-foot wide lots also.
Right.
Looks like it'd be cheaper to sell the lots to the neighbors.
Because if they can get a septic in there, I mean, that's not really our responsibility.
Right.
So if they can't, it's not really on us.
No.
Who's to put a house? This is, I'm going to say, a nightmare that Wise County was aware of that couldn't do anything about after the fact.
Yeah. Tracy, you and Mike are the only ones that were here. I mean, remember, I brought this issue to you guys in 2016 and said, and I told you, I was like, this is going to be a nightmare. Yeah. And it's We're getting there.
I've got a client right now on another location in Wise County that owns a whole bunch of lots just like this. I mean, it's not limited to the satellite community.
Right.
And no, it's not. And the satellite city, though, is the one we've seen the most of so far this way. And I'm not sure that's not the only subdivision in Eastern Wise County is that situation.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's just the only one that's been sold and developed recently. But like I said, the intent was public water, right? Pipes and sewer system.
Doug, the exception is spacing?
Spacing of the property line. Yes, sir.
I realize cutting down the pump size, I'm going back to when I came on the board in 2008 because I wasn't around for the discussion you guys went through developing our methodology of spacing and setback. But the spacing and setback was also based in part on pump size,
right.
17.33 gallons. I would think if you cut that down to 5 gallons a minute versus 17, then it shrinks both of those parameters.
You're shrinking the cone of depression, correct. Yes, sir.
But at the same time, you still have safety setbacks.
You still have safety, yeah. I mean, I don't know how the county gets a septic in there. But that's not ours. But
I mean, I would assume hauling water in would be more a better option.
Perhaps
rainwater harvesting.
I was about to say rainwater harvesting may be the only solution for these situations.
Or a public water supply system.
Or public water. Straws versus, or pipes versus straws.
I think we've, out there, unfortunately, that ship has sailed.
Yeah. Because we do have wells on other lots that are somewhat larger.
And yeah. Whatever we do on this,
we're going to see more of.
Right. Yeah, you're going to, and that's my concern is it appears that most of the lots that have been, that could be pieced together have already been pieced together. There's still some, but lately it's basically been one gentleman that's been putting them out there, and he's putting two lots together, so at least they can meet all of our spacing requirements.
And it's important for us to remember what's rewarded is repeated.
That's my concern.
And advise that, or forewarn that there are other situations much like this elsewhere in the district. Well, and I'll back up. I doubt there's a single lakes. Not a single. There are multiple lakeside subdivisions that are smaller than this.
Yeah.
The lots are smaller, or about the same size.
Yeah, but the issue. I mean, this just goes back to conversations that I had with county leadership a long time ago, and they just asked us to make sure we're really watching the potential contamination issue out there.
Doug, so if we do the 700 foot like you're asking or you're suggesting, what are the two wells that's going to – what's that going to look like? If that potential comes up, what's that going to look like?
I mean, honestly, that's – I don't know.
You're going to have two shallow wells.
They'd have to be shallow to be vertically offset. Still complete to the same standards, right?
But if the wells outside of it are already at that level,
right.
How do you even make that work?
Well, you seal off the different zones, right?
Right.
So they'd be completed up above it.
So you'd try to go 600 and 500?
Depending on how they completed this well, right? Depending where they screened and packed it, and then you'd have to go up, you know, 100 foot above that for the next well.
You don't know the depth of the well, it's just outside the spacing.
That's my pointer again. Sorry.
Get it to us again.
Sorry. I'll try to leave it off the map.
You knew this time.
So how many lots are there that are still a quarter of an acre?
Well, I guess one question.
Probably 100.
How many was total?
Roughly. I mean, give me a second. I'll just give you guys an idea.
I just remember back in 2016, it was a whole lot of them.
Yeah, when we first went out there, it was like people would have a you know, be a mobile home out there, and people had fenced off like 5 acres, but they only owned a quarter acre. They're claiming all this land. Come on now.
Is that right when you do that? You fence off something?
Oh, adverse possession?
Mm-hmm. Adverse possession.
Yeah, but that's a tough nut to crack.
You better have been paying taxes on it, too.
Yeah. Fence it off, and, you know, it's.
This is Satellite City. So the lots up here are a little bit bigger, but then as you get down here, they get smaller. But all this down here is all quarter acre lots. But most of these wells are on half acres. And they all meet spacing. They're all 150, 150 to each other, 50 foot to property line. But
is this one of our most dense well fields?
Probably.
In the district?
Probably.
Do any of those require
variances? That's my question too, Doug. So if we allow this, won't that – how can other lots have theirs because the spacing's not going to be there?
Right. I mean
– So you – by if we do this, does it stop the two lots on each side from even being able to get a well?
No. No, I mean you would basically just get them to – they'd have to do the same thing, right?
Right.
And they would have to be completed a little bit shallower to be vertically offset. Yeah,
but to Jason's point, you're talking about an $800,000 well.
Again, I understand that's expensive, and I say this a lot, but it's not – our job is not to protect people's
right. –
our job is to protect the aquifer. Yeah. I mean, I know that some folks, that's what they do. It's not with the district.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
And the well's going to be more than the lot.
Yeah.
I've got a little for several factors here. Number one, by creating the restrictions to make them drill a 700-foot well, you're penalizing the first person to come in here and ask to utilize the water underneath their property. I think you're accomplishing what your goal is to protect the aquifer by limiting them to 5 gallons a minute. But even TCQ in Chapter 76 allows for encroachment on distances with alternate completion. And it's if you seal that well off 200 feet, it's not going to you if it's done right, the difference in 200 feet and 400 feet is not going to make a difference.
Okay.
Surface contamination from a septic system is not going to go, you know, if it can make 200, it can make 400 kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't have a great solution.
Correctly.
Pressure cemented tremie pump. Cement. Now, once you go to 700 feet, your collapse pressure from the head weight, or you know, the weight of the cement dictates you're going to have to go steel casing.
Correct.
And then also, if you go to the Trinity, I know in some places the chemistry is different enough that someone may go ahead and put an RO system in to filter the water, and you've got 50% up or more bypass generated from that. And they're going to have to deal with that. So. I don't have a solution. I'm just telling you from a driller's perspective, I think you're penalizing the first person to put an application in for a known problem on a whole lot of properties out there, and I'm not sure there shouldn't be another way to deal with that. So,
Jason, I think one thing on this, his recommendation is
– that lot is here.
His recommendation is to deny it outright. But if we opt to not deny it, his second worst idea is to – ensure that this is as safe as possible.
Yeah, I'm give me a second, Tom.
If that's kind of the train of thought, then the first person in, and I'm advocating for someone's property rights, then why make the first person in go to the deepest part of the aquifer instead of letting them go to, you know, adequate depth and then whoever the next one and third one is? Again, it's just thoughts. I don't have an agenda here, but I feel really bad for whoever owns that property, all three of them, and the remainder of the ones in the development.
They did buy it long after our rules were in place. Just FYI.
And again, whatever we do here, I think the public would expect us to do again.
It'll get repeated.
Yeah. Just here, but elsewhere in the district.
Whether it's a denial or an incredible exception.
It's a mess.
We have denial.
different places.
Right. We've denied exceptions. Typically, when the board denies an exception, they can find somewhere to move the well that's not an exception. There is nowhere on this property that's not an exception. And again, I just, you know, maybe I shouldn't be, but I am very responsive to, you know, when elected individuals, county commissioners and judges ask us to do something, I take that seriously.
Doug, I don't believe it's required of us to look at other feasibilities on this. You've offered up that if we move forward and we allow them to do this, that we don't know that they could even do the sanitary sewer on the property.
Right.
And I think when it's important for us to look at that, knowing that we're going to grant an exception if it's even possible, either from a financial standpoint, because of what the well is going to cost, or the possibility of being able to address the sanitary sewer issues. So for that, it would make one resident and trying to approve an exception when we don't know that it's going to actually be fulfilled.
Right.
If we approve the exception, will this system of exceptions even work in that subdivision or in similar situations? I mean, can it be implemented throughout this subdivision? I mean, is it even going to work?
Right.
Because even four-acre lot, you got to have 16 of them to make our two-acre minimum.
Right.
Unless they were plotted beforehand.
What?
Unless they're applying
87 right now.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as the science that we based our rules on.
What is the thickness of the Trinity at this location?
700 feet.
Yeah. It's 700 feet thick or it's 700 foot deep?
Trinity basically comes to this. The sands basically come to the surface. Base of the aquifer is about 700 foot below surface. The saturated portions are not 700 feet. You're probably looking water levels 50 to 100 feet below surface, give or take.
There's 600 feet of water.
Yeah. If you commingled all the way down, yeah.
That's a district standard to commingle.
And at this point, we think there's 80 to 150 of these lots.
Left? You just kind of look around and see. Glare up there, I can't see very well, but yeah, there's, I mean, you're not across it, probably 50 or so, maybe. There's a lot over here that's left. You know, you're starting to see it fill up. There weren't any when I started at the district, there were like three wells out here.
Is that a gully behind them there? Or?
Yeah.
Legal counsel available?
He is available. Do we need to take him? Hold on a second.
Property owner here.
I don't know. I have somebody online on the phone. I don't know who it is, though.
At this point, I'll find my cheat sheet down here.
Did you log in there?
At 6:04, I'm going to take us in executive session with consultation with legal counsel. Under Means Act Chapter 551, subsection 551.071, no action will be taken. We will return back in open session, and any action that results will be taken. Then.
Give us a second.
Yeah, that's fine. I got to
go for me, too.
I got to go to one brain. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I do it.
20 years, figure that out.
What? What? Oh my God, dude. Brian, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
All right, hold on. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Solution for this. Are the unsold lots owned by the same person?
No,
you guys be quiet in there for a second.
I'm gonna bet you somebody bought that.
You go tell them to be quiet there for a second.
I'm gonna retire out there, and I can only afford a little quarter acre lot, and now it's gone down.
Hey, you guys be quiet there for a second.
We still have a visitor with us.